from the GPB newsroom. I'm Ricky Bevington. The injuries to a right whale calf off the coast are worse than originally thought. GPB's Emily Jones reports experts have downgraded its survival outlook to poor.
The calf is the fourth spotted this season and was likely struck by a boat. Veterinarian Terry Rolls is with the Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program. She says that unlike smaller animals like a seal, they can't bring a whale in for intensive treatment.
We're limited to observation and administering some types of drugs that may help a situation.
They may give the whale antibiotics to prevent infection if they spot it again. Some of the wounds are to its lip and may not be repairable, which could make it harder for the calf to feed. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
More than 2,600 state lawmakers and Georgia business leaders met in Atlanta today to hear from political leaders about their priorities for 2020. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from the Georgia Chamber's Eggs and Issues Breakfast.
Most of the morning was spent touting Georgia's economy, record low unemployment, more companies expanding across the state, and the virtues of capitalism. However, House Speaker David Ralston also said the legislature has to figure out the best way to balance the state's budget as revenues appear to be down.
I have already cautioned our members, however, that one person's waste can be another's vital expenditure. And so we will carefully scrutinize this year's budget, bearing in mind the nearly 11 million Georgians impacted by those numbers.
Agencies had to submit cuts to the governor, who will announce his proposed budget during the State of the State address. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
The way waste left over from coal-fired power plants is stored in the state could change. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on a bill filed in the state legislature.
When trash leaves your house and goes to the landfill, there are features there that keep trash from leaking into groundwater. Right now, that is not required in Georgia landfills that store the toxic coal ash from power plants. Decatur Democrat Mary Margaret Oliver is one of the sponsors of the Georgia House bill aimed at changing that by regulating coal ash storage at least as stringently as your kitchen garbage.
We know that our water testing is showing bad results in certain wells in certain areas of the state, and we have to be more protective of our water source.
The bill would also require Georgia Power to keep coal ash from groundwater in storage ponds it plans on closing. Coal ash is submerged in groundwater at 9 of those ponds, including the one at Plant Shearer, the largest coal-fired power plant in the country. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.